The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful day and everybody getting ready for the big 4th of July weekend, so everybody should be having a good time today.
Yep. Happy 4th of July to everyone out there from our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. The show is brought to you each weekend, Biz Talk, by the Fox City SCORE chapter. We are an organization that offers free confidential mentoring in an 8-county area with about 55 volunteers. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that later on, but stay tuned because we have a very exciting show for you this morning. Our guest is a company called Boogie Ballroom LLC, and that's Zeke and Pamela Cribbs. It's a new company that started about 3 years ago, and we're going to talk to them right now. So we want to welcome Pamela and Zeke to the program this morning. Good morning, and welcome to Biz Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yep. You betcha. Thanks for coming in this morning. So tell us a little bit about what is Boogie Ballroom and what is your background and what do you do at Boogie Ballroom?
Well, we are a ballroom dance studio where we teach dance lessons to single individuals as well as couples and groups as well. And I myself got started a number of years ago in Madison and started as a summer job and fell in love with it and kind of took off from there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you're located at 790
Winnicunny Avenue in Neenah, downtown. Oh, yeah.
Downtown Neenah.
Mm-hmm.
Pamela, what is your background in the business?
I started in college as well. When I was a little girl, I did a little bit of gymnastics, but really, as far as dancing goes, I was kind of trained on the job. I didn't have a ton of background going into it. So, never really what I envisioned, but I am so in love with what I'm doing right now and feel so grateful that my path kind of took me down a road I never envisioned. So
you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's the important thing.
It
right?
is. It's a blast.
Well, if anyone is out there would like to call in with some questions, you can reach us at 281-1150 here at BizTalk, 281-1150. Feel free to give us a call and ask Zeke or Pamela a question about how they started the business or what they do at Boogie Ballroom.
Zeke, you said you guys started down in Madison. Mm-hmm. How did that grow, and then how did you end up migrating up here to the Fox Cities?
Well, we fell into the dancing world and loved it a ton, and was more than what we thought it would be, more than what mm-hmm. we expected. And as it continued to grow, we were at the point where we were like, okay, we should take this thing a little more seriously, and the opportunity came up for us to dive into it, and we weren't quite sure if we were ready yet. So at that point, we actually took some time and mm-hmm. took a step back from it because, you know, we had to make sure this was really what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And we were also getting married at the time.
Okay. So one step at a time,
a lot
you say?
There,
yeah, we like to live life that way.
Okay.
And we decided from that point, okay, let's take some time and come back up to Menasha.
Okay.
I didn't know how to pronounce that originally.
You got it right.
My wife, Pamela, is from Menasha. So we came up here, and life found its way and got us right back into dancing over the mm-hmm. years. And we missed it and knew that this is what we wanted to do. And here we are.
Okay. Now, when you started the business, did you both work in the business to begin with? Or did one of you have an outside employment to help get things started? And that's a pretty common way to start
a
business.
Yeah, actually I did. Okay. So when we moved back here, and we were kind of at that time, we were thinking that we were kind of closing the dancing door, but it ended up, like I said, opportunities were just opened to us, that we started Boogie Ballroom. I ended up going to nursing school.
Okay.
And had a degree in nursing. So I did that on the side as we were starting Boogie Ballroom. So it was kind of nice having that little bit of security as we were building our business. So
smart way to start a business.
Yeah.
We have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Denise. Do you have a question for our guests?
I do. My son was recently engaged, and I was wondering if you do, if you teach, you know, couples who are getting married, if you teach dance routines to them, and then also, like, if a mother, son, hint, hint, me, want to come up with a routine to dance with at the wedding, you know, what does that process look like? How long does it take? How many lessons? So that's what I was wondering.
Great question. Thanks, Denise.
That is a great question. Well, we don't teach anyone how to dance for weddings.
Stop right there. Come on, stop.
I think I saw your website.
No, we absolutely do. And what we like to do, it's different for everyone, and we really like to personalize it as much as we possibly can. We like to have people come in and sit down and have a free kind of consultation, I guess you can call it, with us, and sit down and talk a little bit, figure out what it is that you're looking for your son's wedding. Some people, you know, they want to do something so simple, just so they want to know what they're doing on the dance floor. And we've had people come in and say, hey, we want to have four different songs cut.
Okay.
And teach me the Thriller dance. And it's like, okay. So we do that and talk with you and see what they're looking for and kind of go from there.
Now, that's kind of an unusual thing for a dance studio. Usually studios are ballroom, long-term program, where you guys work a little bit more on a short-term basis, kind of goal-oriented.
Yeah, we really try and personalize it to each student and what they're looking for. Of course, our goal is we hope that students will enjoy their experience and kind of stick around more long term. But we are totally aware that some students come in and they have a specific event or idea in mind, for example, a wedding, and we are more than happy to accommodate that. And
what a great opportunity. Denise raised such a great question, because for Denise and her son to go out and dance on that floor, or the daughter and her father to dance at a special moment like that, you want it to be right. And you guys can feel what that's going to be by talking to the client.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And everyone is truly unique.
Yes.
And you know, what is someone might love and think is a great idea, someone else may hate it. So it's really important to talk to them and see what they're looking for, see what makes them tick and what brings them joy and can help make their evening special.
So that everybody can say mission accomplished when it's all done.
Exactly.
Right? We have another call on the line. Good morning, Beth. Welcome to BizTalk. Do you have a question for our guest?
I have a question for Pamela and Zeke. Once a year, a couple college friends get together, and we're always looking for something new and unique to do. And in our college days, a few years ago, going to the bars and dancing was a big part of our social gathering. And I'm just wondering, you know, one's coming in from Florida, a couple are coming in from different areas. Do you offer anything that we could just do like once where we could come in and have a good time and do something along those lines?
Absolutely, we sure do. We've actually done that a number of times in the past where we would have people come in and sometimes they would come in with a song. They would suggest, hey, we want to learn something fun to this song. Other times they have no clue. They just want to have a good time. And we do that. You know, dancing, it's a blast. So we try to come up, put something together for you guys just to have a good time and get some laughs in and enjoy company and move around a little bit. That's what it's all about, having a good time and making some fun memories.
Just last week, actually, we had some college kids that were home for the summer and wanted to do something fun, just a one-time, you know, unique, fun thing. And so we ended up putting together a little hip-hop number for them. And I think they enjoyed it. If they didn't, we sure did. So.
that's something that's probably going to,
right,
that dance will probably
great.
Be there.
I think that's something we're going to have to possibly look into, because I think we'd have a good time.
Okay. Thanks, Beth. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
So where would folks call you or find out about your studio, like Beth is possibly going to call you? How do they reach you?
Yeah, you can give us a phone call at 920-428-2621. You can also feel free to shoot us an email at boogieballroom@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at whatever our Facebook name is, Boogie Ballroom Dance.
Yeah, there you go.
And like I said, I also know you have a very good website that you use.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so.
Yeah, and that's, you can find us there at www.boogieballroom.com as well.
Okay.
Well, Beth's call was very interesting because college kids come home, or you mentioned it.
Yeah.
The college kids come home and they get together and have a little a dance thing?
Mm-hmm.
You design a hip-hop or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, we just did a hip-hop number for them.
Now, when they get back together every year as friends,
yeah.
That's a very special thing for them.
It is. And then we encourage them that when they all get out, that go somewhere and they hear the song that played. Because we try to use, popular music, especially with that age group, to when it plays and you're all together, just dance it. And they normally do, and they'll get videos back and say, hey, we did this. It was great.
That just sounds like a lot of fun.
Yep, getting out there and really enjoying it.
And it's for
it.
All ages, too, isn't it? It's old folks.
It is. Yep, we do a whole
range.
I think our youngest right now is
8
years old, maybe.
Eight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So whole age range. You want everybody to experience, the wonderful impact that dancing can have. So.
What are you mentioned in the pre-show that you're starting a children's program or a kids program and starting to refine that and identify that, define it, and so on?
Yeah. As a business, you always want to keep growing, and that's something, an area that we both are passionate about. In the beginning, we weren't quite sure if we were ready to, it was scary to try it, but now as we're getting more confident in, what we're doing and in ourselves, we're definitely trying to do more of that. And kids are a blast to teach. They can do anything.
They're
it's
little
amazing.
Sponges. It really is.
Yeah,
they bend in a lot more places than we do. I noticed
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
And so that's something that we're trying to do more of. And so we do dance routines with the kids as well. And ballroom dancing is good for athletes. It's good for people who do all sorts of dancing. If they don't, what they're interested, or show choirs, it's really good. It's beneficial to help them in that area.
It's good aerobic exercise mm-hmm. for people who want to stay active, mm-hmm. but maybe they have some limitations that they can't walk mm-hmm. a lot, or mm-hmm. they have a back issue, but there's some movements you can teach them in dance that would really keep them moving.
Absolutely. We've had a number of students in the past with some limited mobility issues, and it makes us smile because we've been able to cautiously kind of dance with them and watch them grow and work through some of those physical issues and get better over time. We're not doctors, but dancing and movement does help.
And one of you is in the medical profession.
Right.
Exactly. Pamela.
I do have the nursing background.
At least you can give some advice.
Right.
Don't bend so far. We have time for one more call before our break. Good morning, Tracy. You have a question for our guest?
Hi, Pam and Zeke.
Morning,
my
Tracy.
Tracy. I think I remember seeing that you guys participated in some type of a salsa event over at Lawrence. And I was just wondering, as business owners, how do you decide which events you want to be part of? You can't do everything. So how did you decide to pick like that event? I think you were there.
Yeah, that is a great question. We did. And as time goes on and being around the business, we build connections with people, and we really try hard to help support other businesses and groups that we believe are doing good things and that we can stand behind. And there was a band, Salsa Manzana, who is a fabulous band, and they went out there, and so we wanted to make sure we were out there to go and support them in the rain. that was fun. But it is tough being able to choose, and we have to prioritize, and Pamela's really good with helping me balance that, picking between things and finding out what's good for us as well as something that we can help contribute to and do. It is a tough challenge because we can't do everything. Time is very limited.
Okay.
So,
well, Tracy, thanks for that question. That was a good question. Thank you. We're going to take our first break right now. We've expired the first session. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today.
Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Zeke and Pamela Cribbs, who are owners of a Boogie Ballroom and LLC in Neenah, and we're talking about how much fun it is to dance and what a broad activity that is and how it appeals to so many people. Before we get back to our guests, we're going to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter is one of about 350 chapters around the country. We offer free confidential mentoring to entrepreneurs who are starting their business, growing their business. And we do that with about 55 volunteers in an 8-county area between Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. So if you're in business and you're looking for some assistance, please check us out at foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application for consulting, request for mentoring, and we'll probably have a mentor assigned to you within about 24 hours. You'll be getting a call to help you grow your business. So again, free and confidential mentoring. Check us out at foxcities.score.org. We're talking in the first segment about how you started your company and the fun things. We had three calls in the first segment. That's great. And again, I'd like to give out the number if anyone has a desire to call and ask about their business. Boogie Ballroom, LLC, 281-1150. Call us at 281-1150. Tell us a little bit about the type of customer you're appealing to. Everyone likes to dance, and you can see people like Randy and me sitting in a chair just kind of shucking and jiving when we're listening to music, but we're not going to get up there and dance. So what kind of client base are you looking to appeal to?
I'll say this. We have there's a huge range of different reasons why people will come into our studio as far as what they're looking for, what they're looking to get out. Of course, there's a good number of them that want to just learn a new hobby. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people will come in because they want that fun way to exercise. People that come in because they want a place to let go of their stress and just kind of do something fun, do something for themselves. Or of course, there's those that come because they want quality time together. It's that date night. It's that set aside time that they're making sure that they're, you know, a couple is connecting or learning a new hobby together. So it's the cool thing, I think, about our business is we really are able to connect with a huge variety of different people. Then different reasons that people come in and the uniqueness of each individual and the clients that we work with makes me encourage anybody that is even just slightly interested to check it out. Because like I said, people do it for different reasons. People get different things out of it. And that really is one of our goals, with the studio, is to really, get to know each unique student and, personalize and cater it to them and make it a unique experience for them. Mm-hmm.
Go to their level.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
As you're going along now, have you found, especially with this the huge popularity and interest of something like Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. that more and more people are getting interested in dancing, are interested in the whole concept than they used to be?
That is definitely true. Dancing with the Stars, so if you're listening, thank you. business has definitely gotten better over the years because of that. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that's cool with that show is that it takes people who may be talented in one area of their life, but when it comes to dancing, have no clue what to do or what to expect or no experience whatsoever. And then some of them, by the time they're done, they do a fantastic job. Mm-hmm, and it goes to show that anyone can do it. And no matter what your experiences are, age or, you know, just or life experiences, right. We all have the ability to learn and get better at it. So it's definitely helped out a ton.
Okay. Heightened awareness is, again, to be able to make it a lot easier for you to get clients.
It does. Yeah. If they can do it, I can do it, right?
Right on. Okay, I can do that.
So, Pamela, you were talking earlier about the unique experience of your client mm-hmm. at your studio. Mm-hmm. That's, you could almost say that that's what sets you apart from your competition, isn't it? It's the way you address it, the way you get to know your client mm-hmm. and make them feel comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Zeke and I really try, and it's about learning the dancing, but it's also about the relationship that we form with them. These students become part of our boogie ballroom family. I mean, sure. They're important to us, and we really want to get to know them and form that relationship. And so, and I think that Zeke and I are so different and so unique, and so I think the energy that we bring to the studio, Zeke's kind of the loudmouth.
In the most nice way
the
possible.
Energy ball. He keeps the students laughing, and I'm the one that,
She's the heart. She's the sweet one. So, yeah. I'm the fire, and she's the calming ice. That's what it is.
Oh, there you go.
But that's a great thing when you're doing that, is to have that kind of balance. So.
Yeah.
It is. With that, we're going to take our second break. We'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Pamela and Zeke Cribbs of the Boogie Ballroom LLC in Neenah. And you're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Fox, helping you make life happen. Now with 19 locations. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. This morning we're talking with Zeke and Pamela Cribbs of the Boogie Ballroom LLC in Neenah, Wisconsin. We're having a great program. We've had a number of callers call in already and ask questions. We welcome the calls. If you're listening and you'd like to call in, call us at 281-1150 in Appleton. And if you're outside Appleton, call us on a TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. In the last segment, I gave you a little bit of information about what SCORE does in terms of free confidential mentoring. But in addition to that, we also put on some seminars during the year. Randy, what's on the schedule?
Well, right now we are kind of in transition, getting ready for the fall when we're going to be putting in some more programs coming up in the areas of accounting and also general programs on starting your business and also how to start your business plan. Right now, though, what we recommend is to take a look at a number of the webinars that are available both on the foxcities.score.org website and also on the SCORE www.thehouseisours.org website. Both of those have a large number of webinars that you can look at for any topic that you need to really get in depth with. And the nice part about it is they are free, and you can work on them at almost any time, so you don't have to have specific class times to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It will give you a real good background into things. Again, like I said, in the fall, we're going to be doing one on accounting, on how to handle QuickBooks. I believe that's in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also talking about probably doing what we call simple steps, which steps goes right into the dance theme we're doing, but simple steps on how to build your business. And again, please go out to the website, foxcities.score.org. Take a look at the classes and programs available. That's updated on a regular basis, and you'll see what's new and what's happening. So take advantage of the availabilities that SCORE has.
Sounds great. In addition to what SCORE puts on, SCORE does participate with a few other providers in the area. One of them is Fox Valley Technical College, and we partner with them to put on the Million Cups program every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. Million Cups was started by the Kauffman Foundation. It was launched back about 2012, and there are over 150 chapters now around the country that happen at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning throughout the country. An entrepreneur goes to the Million Cups program, and they talk about their business, make a presentation to a group of entrepreneurs for about 10 minutes, and then the group of entrepreneurs ask the presenter questions, and then we offer advice on how we can help the entrepreneur succeed and grow their business. So it's free. You can attend it at the Bordini Center, Fox Valley Technical College, Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock, and coffee is provided by Copper Rock.
Yep.
1 million
excellent,
cups.
Excellent program. Excellent coffee, too.
It is. So let's get back to talking to our guests, Zeke and Pamela, and we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Tim. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I am thinking of starting a small business, and I'm wondering whether your guests have any suggestions of hints on what I can do, problems that they found out and they were able to overcome, and that potentially they could give me some suggestions that I could avoid them.
Great. Well, thank you, Tim, for that call.
Brett.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tim. There are the one thing that I can kind of tell you a little bit is that it always kind of be how do I say this? There are things come up that you have no clue that are going to come and hit you. It's just being able to research as much as you possibly can about the business that you're looking to start, and mm-hmm. really talking to those who've been there. And it's sometimes it's hard to find those people, even just find people who are willing to share information with you. But generally, if you find someone and you kind of just be honest with them and let them know, most of the time you'll be surprised at the outcome that people have that be willing to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times there are some things that you can't avoid, to be honest with you, and just be prepared for it when they come and just know, okay, this is something that came about my way and I'm just going to figure it out now that it's been brought to my attention.
Pay attention to the details of the business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just to follow up on that, we talked a little bit too in the pre-show about what kind of things you did run into that were your challenges that you really, you know, like I said, weren't expecting, but challenges you had to face. What were a couple of those that you might want to remind people of?
Yeah, even just knowing a lot of, you know, hidden fees for things and stuff that you just didn't know they really existed until you mm-hmm. came across those mm-hmm. things. And even as far as just being able to adjust with the real life part of the mm-hmm. struggles that you deal with. Obviously, there are a lot of things on the business side where struggling with finding out information and learning, okay, I have no clue what I'm doing,
okay.
and which is a big thing from a business standpoint. We have the heart for it and we love it, and you passionate about what you're doing, but not having all the answers is being okay with that.
Okay.
I think it is kind of important to mention that Zeke and I really didn't have a ton of business experience going into this. We both went to college. I studied kinesiology, you know, more so the body and movement, and Zeke studied animal science, not a ton of business background.
Right.
And we really, doors were opened, and that's how we found ourselves with Boogie Ballroom. So it really is a big learning experience, and you just have to be willing to go out there, do the research,
mm-hmm.
be willing to ask the questions, make connections. Relationships have been huge for us, just finding people that we trust and are able to use as resources. That's truly, I think, how we've been able to survive so far and continue to grow. So
and not being able to fail, because it's going to happen.
So learn from it. And what a lot of people don't understand, I think, is that when they think that they're doing their research, sometimes people fall into that safe zone of rationalizing, well, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. But they have to ask the hard question.
Yeah.
Because two and two is always four. We can't make it anything else.
Yeah.
Right.
If we try to rationalize it to be something different, it's only going to come back and get us later on.
That's very true.
So meet those challenges head on and do that with good research and good knowledge and make those informed decisions, and you keep your tuition as low as possible.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's really important.
It is.
When you again, going along with the same idea of developing your plan and your program, I have to ask you, have you done an actual business plan, or is that something that's still in the works?
That's a great question. It's actually something that is still in the works. When starting out, I know Pamela can attest this as well, is, like she mentioned before, we knew this was something that we wanted to do, and we sought after it and happened, but a lot of things kind of were presented to us.
We were thinking maybe 10, 15 years down the road, and all of a sudden we found ourselves with Boogie Ballroom, and we both kind of felt like, whoa, that happened quickly.
And so the opportunity presented itself, and we had to be firm enough, courageous enough to walk through those doors and take action. And so we had to act faster than we would have hoped to. And so we've had to learn a lot of things and realize the importance of a lot of things. And so we have been learning along the way how important a business plan is. Mm-hmm. And we have been taking steps to get the right information and educate ourselves on what it means to have one and what that looks like.
And I think a real important point on a business plan is that it's for you. It's not for the bank. It's not for an investor. It's for you. It's something you share with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn a moment to marketing and getting clients in. Sometimes business owners will do special promotions, like you mentioned. If someone brings a referral in, there's a free dance instruction.
Yeah.
How long does an instruction last? And do you ever use any promotional items?
We do. We do a couple things. So Pamela mentioned one before about when you have our first lesson is free, we like to try it out. But if you come and talk to us and you mention 1150 and tell us where you heard about us, we would love to give you a discount on one of our lessons as well and give you an extra something bonus on top. So we'll give you a little 25% off of another lesson in addition to that. So that's
for people who've been listening today?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's good for another week, maybe?
Yes,
you don't
it
want
is.
That open-ended.
Yeah. Yeah, forever and ever and ever.
So in other words, if you come over to the studio this week, mention that you heard you on Biz Talk on 1150 Radio, you're going to be offering a 25% discount.
You got that right.
Okay, take advantage of that one.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Let's give that number out again, 281-1150, if you have a question for Zeke or Pamela this morning about their Boogie Ballroom LLC.
That's easy for you to say, Tony.
Or if you have any questions about how they started the business, give us a call at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. And as long as we're giving out phone numbers, what is your phone number?
Yes, our phone number is 920-428-2621. It's 920-428-2621. Feel free to give us a call.
Great. Okay. Well, again, talking about marketing, getting back to that a little bit more, how did you decide how you're going to market your business and what do you use as far as the marketing tools that you have?
Yeah, so we've tried a number of things, and we are still in a process of educating ourselves and experimenting. When we first started out, we were trying to be frugal and particular with our budget and finances. We did do some magazines and advertisements in magazines. We did some newspaper ads.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of expos and things like that to kind of get our name out and put our face out in the community as well. We've done a lot of social media stuff. But
I think it really, word of mouth has been our biggest form of advertising. Okay. And fortunately for us, that's kind of a cheap one. So, it's kind of a trial and error thing again. We've invested money in things that did not work and learned from that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, keeping records and keeping track of what is working and not working, so now we can make the informed decision of, hey, this works, let's keep doing this, or so this not so much.
You're making sure that you measure the results of what you do.
Exactly.
You know, and if that don't work, don't do it.
Don't put your hand in the fire twice.
Well, and as you were saying, too, all the way down the line, it's a learning experience each day as you go along, and that's one of the things about marketing that you have to do. I noticed you do use referrals and so on your website. Again, I keep going back to it. I spent a little time on that looking at it. Very nice website, by the way.
Thank you. A lot of
interesting stuff in there. So,
some of the benefits that you've indicated in the material you use to promote your company are experience, confidence, exercise, and stress relief. How is dancing stress relief?
Because it's fun. You know, it is a great way. And honestly, it's a stress relief for me as well. Like with having our own business, a lot of times life at home can be stressful as well because you take home work with you.
Sure you do.
And even we have two young kids, 3 and 2, and they are quite a bit of a handful.
That was very politely put.
And so, love them to death, though. So there are times where, you know, I myself, I get to go to work. I get to go play, and we dance around, have a good time. We dance around the music and laugh. We laugh a lot, and we just have a good time and take some time away from the real world of life and stress and work and decisions to just have some fun and, you know, move around a little bit.
And I think it's cool, too, because we see this a lot of times with students that come through the doors. They'll have a specific goal or vision why they're doing the lesson in mind. And a good majority of them, I would say, will walk away being like, wow, I didn't realize that I was going to be getting this from that as well, which is really cool.
A little extra self-confidence, which is one of the things you mentioned here, too. You also mentioned that you offer private lessons, group lessons, private dance parties, and studio rentals. What is the private dance party, and what is a studio rental?
Yeah, so from a business standpoint, we've learned as we're going on that it's important that when our space is not being used, to have someone else use it so that the studio itself can be as active as possible, whether we're doing it or not, maximize our time and everything with that. So we are open to people renting our space to use it for we've had
birthday parties, bridal showers,
people with like who sell clothing and do that kind of their own personal business that use our space to have their business parties to.
How much space do you have that's available? The size of the square footage, would it be like 500 square feet or 1,000 square feet?
I want to say it's around, forgive me, I don't know the exact number. I would say in between 1,500 and 2,000 square foot.
Okay, so that's
plenty of room
nice.
For people to get.
Absolutely, and we have some nice tables and everything.
Plenty of chairs.
that we do.
Okay. So if someone wanted to have a party, a private birthday party or something. Now, if they had a birthday party and wanted to host it there, do you offer the entertainment part?
We do. We are very, like I said, we want to personalize it. So sometimes people just want the space. And we say, all right, you go ahead and use the space, and we'll provide music if they would like music. You know, we're a dance studio. We have lots of music. But also, if someone wants something a little bit extra as well, we can teach a class there if they wanted to, or we can do a little dance performance for them. And there have been cases also where people have had birthday parties or such, and we've taught the child with the birthday, taught them a dance, and then they perform at their own party, and then we teach their friends a little dance routine at their party. It's just about making it fun and doing what they would like.
Do you have specific hours at your studio, or is it by appointment? How do people stop in to see you?
Yes. Right now, we are currently appointment-based, and as we continue to grow, we're having to set hours. Obviously, evenings are our busiest time, but right now, we're currently appointment-based.
And in the evening, you open like at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock until
typically around 9 o'clock is when we wrap up our lessons. But again, there are our exceptions. We'll stay later if somebody wants to dance later.
I think we've had our earliest lesson, I think, was at 6 a.m. And That was a little early.
That is early.
But hey, you want to dance? That's when it works. All right, we'll make it happen. Not every day, though.
We're not talking about this and how this is all going ahead. How do you see this growing? Where do you see yourself, let's say, in the next 2 years? I know it's just the two of you now. Mm-hmm. Are you looking at the possibility of adding people, adding space? What are your goals? How do you see this moving?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely would love to see our studio grow, and a dream of ours is to have more employees, and when we outgrow our spaces, to move into a bigger space. The biggest thing for us, and it's a balancing act, because we would talk to us like, I'm kind of the big dreamer, and Pamela is kind of the realistic one, to say, okay, slow down, dude. Where we have big dreams and big goals, but we also want to make sure that we do them at the right timing and when it's appropriate, not just because we want to, but going with the heart, but also using our brain and our experiences to keep us grounded as well.
But that's I do think it is something that we are envisioning is someday, you know, having more staff, which right now, because that is a long-term goal, we're trying to kind of take the steps and set ourselves up for that now and really get a lot of educate ourselves business-wise a little bit more.
That's a great approach. So. Do it in control, so you're not out of control.
Right.
Well, we're going to take our last break right now and come back and finish up the program with Zeke and Pamela. And you're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY at 103.5 FM.
Mary's in the morning, Mary's at midday, Mary's at supper time.
There are two seasons in Wisconsin, winter and road construction. There are major road projects underway near both Mary's locations. Mary's Richmond Street location is accessible using Glendale Avenue to Richmond and heading north. Mary's Oneida Street location is accessible using Calumet Street to Oneida and then head south. Mary's management and staff want to thank everyone for their efforts getting to their restaurants. To show their appreciation, they are serving coffee and soda for just 99 cents the entire month of July. Mary's carryout special in July features their award-winning roasted chicken. Get 12 pieces of chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, and coleslaw at a special price. Only $19.99. Call Mary's to place your order, and their staff will have it ready for you when you arrive. Also, enjoy Mary's senior menu with a little smaller portion at a little smaller price. Locally owned since 1958.
Mary's in the morning.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Good morning and welcome back to our program. We're talking this morning with Zeke and Pamela Cribbs of the Boogie Ballroom LLC in Neenah, and we are going to get back to them in just a moment. I have to tell you a little bit about SCORE, then we have a caller on the line and we'll get right to you, Caitlin. Our SCORE chapter presents this program to you each weekend, Biz Talk to you, because we have some great sponsors who help support the program. And we want to just say thank you to those sponsors. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hayling CPAs, Legal Business Edge. We also want to thank Candale Creative for helping to build and support our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you've missed the program or you would like to hear it again, you can go there. They're archived probably 5 years plus, biztalkwithscore.com. So thanks to Gretel and Zach and all the folks over at Candale Creative. Also want to thank Jerry Desch and Larry Mader.
There you go.
First time I've done that. Yeah. But they have the Business News. They own and publish the Business News. It's a great business periodical. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to it, for only $20 a year, you're going to learn a lot about what's going on in the East Central Wisconsin business community to expand your business and take advantage of opportunities. So the Business News, Jerry and Larry, thank you for your support and promoting our program and your biweekly periodical, the Business News. So, Caitlin, you have a question for our guests?
Yeah. Hi, Zeke and Pam. I was just curious, how often do you have people come into the studio, maybe, like, dragged in by their friends, saying things like, oh, I can't dance. I have two left feet. I'm a lost cause. And do you have a pretty good success rate in kind of proving them wrong?
Good question.
Well, I love that question.
I would hope to say yes. more often than you believe.
It happens a lot.
It happens a lot. And the one of the cool things that we see often is a lot of times people will come in, whether they're getting married or whatever the case may be, where the lady might be all about it, and the fiancé is, but there have been a number of times where, you know, once they kind of get the chance to experience it, realize it's not as scary as it feels when it comes in the first time. It is scary the first time. Everyone has that same fear, and that's okay. It's normal. But once you kind of get in and realize that, oh, I can learn this. It's not as bad as I thought it was. And you have a good time and have some laughs, it makes things a lot easier.
And I notice you guys love to smile and love to have fun. So that's a great way to attract people to your business. Outstanding.
Yeah. Great question, Caitlin. Thanks for calling in. I'd like to read something from your brochure, just a few words. They love teaching. They have also competed professionally as members of the National Dance Council of America, and they did most of the competing in the professional rhythm division. That's because they both love to shake what their mamas gave them. So tell us about your national experience of dancing. That must have been a great thrill for you.
Oh, it was. It was. And honestly, we would still be doing it now if we didn't have two little kids at home. That eat up our time. But, it was. Not only did we meet some wonderful people again through the competitive dancing, but I think that was really where Zeke and I grew the most with our dancing. It really challenged us, and it was intense. It was just like any sport. This we took it very seriously,
really had to work
and
at
we
it.
Learned a oh, lot yeah. through that.
Mm-hmm. And teach you self discipline, and you have to work at your craft. And the same as anyone else, for the students, we ask them to learn and push themselves and put themselves outside of their comfort zone. We had to do the same thing.
You've been there and done that.
Exactly. We totally know what that feels like.
You know what it looks like when they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're not getting away with it.
Exactly. Yeah. We will catch you.
Yeah. Exactly. Tell us again your phone number and what's your address and your website and Facebook stuff.
Yeah, so our phone number is 920-428-2621. It's 920-428-2621. And our website is www.boogieballroom@gmail.com. And our email is
boogieballroom.
Oh, just kidding. So that was our email. And our website is www.boogieballroom.com. There you go. Got it that time.
There you go.
Thank you, my dear.
Great.
All right.
Well, we're at that point in time here where I get to ask you to give us a biz tip to tell something to our audience of what a little business tip that they could use. So, both
gotcha.
Of you?
Yeah. Well, the one tip I would say is to really follow your heart. You know, a lot of times you have these desires and things that you want to do, but fear kind of gets in the way. If you have a drive for it, follow your heart. Do what you have to do to make it happen. Figure out what you need to figure out. And good things generally will happen when you do that.
Have fun.
Wonderful idea.
I was just going to say get your support system. We all have our strengths. We all have our weaknesses. We've kind of learned to embrace those. So just find the support system to help you through the challenges that you will face. So
you're not out there alone.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Well, we certainly want to thank you both for coming in and sharing your story with us. It's a great story. You're having a lot of fun. We wish you the very best of success.
Thank you so much.
Very best of success. And you should be able to hear this program by Wednesday on biztalkwithscore.com.
Sounds good.
Next week, our guest is Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. We're going to be talking about how to finance large projects in business starting at $400,000 at some fixed interest rates. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, 1150 WHBY, and 103.5 FM.